Oyejo Official Perlo continued.
Okay, until now, we developed the... Yeah, it was very geschmack. We developed the idea.
It's online, by the way. It's online for the...
Yes. All our listeners out there.
Jim.
We developed the idea that Moira always has in it also covered. Moira always has in it also covered. And what yesterday, basically, what he did was he took that idea and he made a very geschmacka shtickel Torah out of it to explain the Gemara in Yevamos. At first, we thought that Gemara was shver on this concept. We thought it was a kasha on this concept, but he flipped it around. The Adarabo, we got rid of the kasha. Not only did we get rid of the kasha, but we said that that's actually a raya to this concept. That any time a person's over on Moira, he's also over on Kovet. Now he brings the Re'eim. Now this is the Re'eim in Parshas Kedoshim, the Re'eim that the Marsha quoted. And this is where we really started our whole discussion, from this idea. We were Medayik in the Rashi, in the Ran, in the Rambam, that the whole Svara in our Gemara, that there's a difference between an Isha who is married and an Isha who is not married, is only applicable to Kovet. That Svara is not applicable to Moira. Yeah? Now the Marsha brought a Re'eim who says this. In the Marsha and the Rambam and the Ran, we were medayik it, but they didn't explain it. They didn't actually say the svara. The Perish, the Re'eim and the Chumash, he says like this. But he's the Re'eim Zal. That's who we are. The bottom right hand corner, page 4. The Marsha, even Rashi Shom, Joshua, the Achabrach, the Rashi and Chumash, brings the our Vraisa, Ish, Eil Eil Ish. Ish minayin, Ishamov etziru arik and shnai. Yeah, our Gemara. A kosh of Shamar lohav is olishoy nori. The Re'eim says, ach kosh bish lom b'mitzvus. Now here we see Re'eim is the Rishon who's speaking out the svara which we started with. But we were medayik and Rashi. We assumed that was the svara. The Re'eim is the one that really says the svara. He says. COVID. And that's why the Marsha over there quoted the Re'eim. If you remember, we saw the Marsha. Bish lama mitzvahs covered yish hefesh bin iskasha and iskasha. I understand by the mitzvah of COVID there's a difference between being married or not. The business iskasha, when she's divorced, she does not have mishas achayim aleha. Chayevas lechilosh kiyos labisha. She has to do these things. Ukedetanya izu COVID macha mashke malbish. When she's married, she's busy feeding her husband. She's potter for feeding her father. But Moira, which is not the vart that she has to serve her father. Like the Brisa says, etc. Yeah, that was a svara which we assumed also at the beginning. What's the difference in Nisgarsha and Nisgarsha? Because she's married, she has to go sit in her father's seat now. What does it mean, Sipik Biyad Lassus? He has the ability to do it. He's talking about an ability to do something. He's talking about Kovid. He's not talking about Moira. So the Re'eim is asking a kasha. He's basically saying the whole svara to split up in each who's married and each who's not married is only shaykh to Kovid. Yeah, which Rashi was mashma too. But the pasuk which is teaching us this is talking about Moira. That's what bothered the Re'eim. Shami Yishloimar. Shabrais is the Re'eim still talking. Shabrais is the Brais holds. Shekev and Shemi Kushas and Mekrois the Ishlam with the Isha Vitira Ulur by Isha. On Utsich Loima can by the Dachl of the Ozr Shetachin Malea. Since we have a steer in the Psukim, it says Tira U, but it says Ish. And we have to be Machalik and we have to say the ones talking about Vishas Acherim is a month without Vishas Acherim. The common is Gosh does in Vishas Acherim Malea. Vizah Chilik and that Chilik in Svara. Loi Shaykh al Bakovit Belay Mamar. It's only Shaykh to Kovit, it's not Shaykh to Mara. Which is a concept in Shas. sometimes the drush is written by a certain thing, which for that thing is not needed, but we understand, Chazal understood, it teaches you a din of a similar thing. So in this case, that's what the Re'im wants to learn this drush. It may know Indian the murder to know Indian the covenant. Ki'ilu k'siva, as if it was written, Ishimayv, Abav Techabdu. He says, and that's what it says in the price of Lekaman. Where's this Lekaman? This Lekaman is in Yevamos. He's saying Lekaman because it's a Pirush in Chumash. Yeah, right? So, but it's really in. It doesn't mean it's not a Gemara in Kedushin. It's in Yevamos. Yochi covered up Eim Teicha Shabbos. Tamalai Metiro. Bishop says it's Shmaru. I don't think it's a Kedushin, right? That's a Gemara Nibam, it's the famous base. Chukam, we have a Mechvaydi, Adkan Lashoy Noi. So, what is the aim saying? He's saying that price also, what's the Pshat? That price also, the Pshat is a menu in Lazet, and a in Lazet. The name of the Fidavar, if it comes out according to the aim, Dishimoy Bapti Ro, Josh the Price, Loy Koy, Mrs. Moira, Ella, Mrs. Kovid Koy. That's the aim's learning, it only goes in Kovid. It's not going on Moira.
The Loshon is Tiro, but it's not going on the Tiro. It's not like it goes on both or it's extended to something else.
No.
It's not going on the thing that...
Emeinu in the Lazet and in the Lazet.
That's very obvious.
That's how their aim learns it. Yeah, but again, we have that in Droshes. We've seen that in Droshes. Usually the Gemara itself speaks it out, okay. But here their aim is learning that's what the Gemara meant to... So now let's see what he says. Next paragraph. He says it's very shver. Even the Re'im himself hints to the fact that the Pshat he's saying is very dochuk. Is very dochuk. Why? That's what the Re'im says. Shem Yishloimar. He's saying from the word Shemi Yishlemer, it sounds like from their aim himself held that, you know, okay, if I'm stuck, I'll give this teretz, but it's not the best. It's not the chatchilim. Aval dati, but according to my way of learning, lo yitokin klal lo yim v'didarish lo v'im enu inyilin in kovet, v'lo yizekar tana klal kovet al amur l'chut. He says the Tana is not mashmi. He was saying it im enu in lazeh tenehu in lazeh. The Tana brought meaning he's talking about our brisa. It says ish eni el ish ish minayin k'shoyim b'tirau habrikan shnayim v'chule v'chule. The Tana never said covered. He never said the word covered. The Tana never made an implication that we're saying it's an Eino in the Murat, an Eino in the Kovat. The Tana just brought the Pasuk of Tira'u, asked the question from Ish to Tira'u, and he said this answer. There's no mention of Kovat. The Re'im is saying in Svara it must mean Kovat, but he's saying there's no mention of it. Umashi v'rayu l'dvarav, and that which Re'im brought a raya to what he's saying. May Brice the Katani from the Brice in Yevamos, which says, Yoch Yekovat, right? So the Re'im wanted to make a right from that Braisa that says covered, and even though it's being in the Pasuk of Tira'u, it's Rav Tamur Moed Beinai. He says, I don't understand what he's saying, bring a right from there. Even according to the Re'im, Ika Krol Lamari Lebemitz Mairo, that's for sure that the Pasuk is talking about Mairo. And it's needed for Mairo, Lashmina Mitz Mairo. She Asev Ibn Yatzmai, the Chol Rishoinim. There's also a Gemara later. Hashem knew that a Ben gives more respect to his mother more than his father. Therefore, the
Fichach. I presume that when he says the Kol HaRishonim, what he said 40 years, he actually means the Kol
HaRishonim. Yeah, right.
He's not saying that in a general sense.
Right. The Fichach. Yeah, but that's it. Now it's my little Kol HaRishonim. They all count it as its own mitzvah. That's right.
Not like when we say, no. Everyone
like
says
not
that.
Like you.
What?
They say, if their aim is going in that, the other Mahalam, like Mahalam, but that Mahalam.
Yeah, he's asking a kasha. He's saying, That for sure, Moira is a mitzvah say in and of itself. So that's what he's proving now. So look what he's going to ask. And then he brings Golav Yadul Pnei Bishaben Mitzvah, right, that since a person mistakes his mother more, so therefore it says, Kabir Zavicho Vesimecha, and it's Golav Yadul that it's Mitzvah from his father more, so it says, Ish Imoy Babti Rao. Except, like the Reim says, since we have this problem of it says Ish, but it also says Tirau, and we have to split up between when she's married or not, that's the only part which I should say, even according to the Reim, that's the only part which I should say, oh, that talking about COVID. My the pasuk tana b'misayim b'kovid after kakrod the ma'isim inay raya lo mayri ala v'mayra. He's saying what he said before. He's saying the Reim is saying that the pshat in our b'raisa is it really means kovid. Ah, it's talking about tira'u. It really means kovid. Imenu in the mayra tenayu in the kovid. And then the Reim brings the Gemara Nivomis, the b'raisa Nivomis, to prove this point. Because there it also says covet, even though it says tiro. So he's saying, I mean, as he says, Gavalt Gakashi, he's saying, wait a minute. Bishlama, you want to say in the drush of our Gemara, the chilik between Isha is married and Isha is not married, that chilik is only applicable to covet, that's fine. But in the Brayis and Yevamos, when he's talking about why it's not Doicha Shabbos, you need to explain why Mary is also not Doicha Shabbos. So why is it jumping to COVID over there? That's not an Einu Inyan L'Moira to now Inyan L'Covid, because you need the Moira. Bishlom over here, you want to, the Reim wants to say, if it's got nothing to do with Moira, this whole thing, the Chilik to married and not, nothing to do with Moira. It really means COVID. But you can't bring the Gemara Nivomis as a Raya, because over there, it's talking about whether it's Dercha Shabbos or not. So there you also need to discuss, is Moira Dercha Shabbos? So why is it jumping to COVID? Elohwa, what does it mean to say? Elamai, it's not in Lazet to know in Lazet. The Pshat in Yvomis is the Pshat we said yesterday. That you don't need to know about Moira, so we're only teaching you COVID. The Pshat we said yesterday. But if the Pshat we said yesterday, you can't bring that as a raya to our Gemara, Emenu in Lazet to know in Lazet. It's a totally different Pshat. Lomai, the Moira, about Korkok, the Mahalak, the Mishim Namidi, Korak, and Sam Lutaritz, and Peter Kenu. Hear what he's saying. The Reim wants to bring a raya that I can learn im einu in the murder to neyu in the covet, and he brings a raya from the Brayis and Yevamos. Just wait a minute. That's right. They're both two distinct mitzvahs. So when you're discussing an isha being chayv when she's single and putim when she's married, I understand what the Reim saying. That Reim holds in Svara. That discussion is only applicable to COVID. But in as much as Moira is a separate mitzvah in and of itself, so when you go to the price and you vomit, can it be Doicha Shabbos, can it not be Doicha Shabbos? So you have to discuss Moira also. Why are you jumping to COVID over there? It wouldn't make sense to call that Einu in Lazet to Neu in Lazet. Because it's Nidin of Moira also, which has to be discussed. So why did it jump? So why Taka did it jump over there? Why did it? So how does he answer that question? He answered it like he said yesterday. Because Moira is not a steerer to Chilul Shabbos, and it didn't need a pasuk from Moira, so it only meant COVID. But if that's pshat the Gemara Nivomis, the Reim can no longer use that as a raya for a menu in Lazet to Neu in Lazet, which is what he's doing in our Gemara.
That's not a similar svar that he's using in terms of. No,
it's that's totally different though.
No, that over there when he says that, even though it says Moira, there's no Indian of Moira. Why is that? How is it?
But no, because he.
Saying, though,
what?
Here, so give it to COVID. Why? How is it different to say? The Reim says that by the case of Kibbutz, so there's no way you need to talk about more.
Oh, I'll tell you the differences.
So say it by COVID. So why is that any different than what he's saying by when it comes to the Tuchiyah Shabbos? There's no way you need to say more. Say it by.
No, because he's saying that the Gemara Nivomis didn't need to teach me Moira is not Doicha Shabbos. It's posh that Moira is not Doicha Shabbos. Like we said yesterday, because the Moira is not. So what does it need to teach you? COVID is not Doicha Shabbos. How could the teacher cover the Torah Shabbos by using a pasuk of Tira'u? That's because of his yisoid, that every murder is also a covet. So that's to explain the Gemara over there. But that won't explain over here. But now you want to say the Gemara over here that it's bringing Tira'u, right? Huh? But it's an Eino Indian for Tira'u to Neu Indian the covet. It's got nothing to do with Tiro. It's telling for COVID, but telling you that it's telling you to do it for COVID.
And why is it in the year? Saying it sounds very similar to his reasoning.
Okay.
Since there's no Indian of era, so say he's talking about COVID. The difference is that he's tying it back. The reason why there's no Indian of era by Shabbos is because I don't need it. Right.
What? He's saying over there. He's saying over there. Yeah, he's saying their aim sounds like he's saying they're both cases of Meno Idn Lazet and Idn Lazet. So he's saying that can't be because that's not the Pshat over there. That's not the Pshat over there.
Over there by Shabbos.
Elo, what is the Pshat over there? The Pshat over there is.
You're not being over Moira.
But he's learning. It's the way he's learning, right? It's the way he's learning. So you're right, the Reim can still say what he's saying over here. But he's just saying, it's not a Raya. You can't bring me a Raya.
Because I don't. They're two distinct.
It's not a Raya that I have a right to say. It's not a Raya that I have a right to say that if the Svara has nothing to do with Moira, I can say the Torah taught me this only to teach me about Kovet. One second. Shama b'mori b'chal kibud, b'in zi imenu inyin, kol moshu b'chal kibud.
He's just giving different language to express what how he sees what we said before. What we were saying before also is that you're not over Morah. When you give Yira to Hashem, you're not being over Morah to your parents. And therefore, Morah is not Shaykh, and therefore, this must be talked about covered, even though the language is Morah. We're just giving a Svara to it. But he's saying, he's also saying that since Morah is not Shaykh, it must be talked about covered. Just using a different principle.
Yeah.
What's this? You say that wine is Garsha, there's no Inyan of Yira.
Because over the. Yeah.
In that case, no Inyan of Yira at all. At all.
Right.
There's no Yira, not at all. It's not even Shayach.
On this Garsha?
Right.
Because
meaning no, let me speak it out better. I'll speak it out better.
He has a problem with the Reim, and the Reim is saying, oh, you see by the case in this Garsha that it uses the pasuk of Tira, but there's no issue of Yira. You can still be Yorish, you can still be your father. So the Mikhail is a mitzvah of Yira when she's married. Even if she's married, she can still do that.
Yeah.
So then why is it in that Yira is saying, oh, because. So really, it's about kavod, but it's just a union of era, so it's only a union of kavod.
Oh, so let me speak it out.
Okay.
He's saying like this: the Reim wants to establish that I can bring a drasha from the pasuk, which is bichlal not true by Moira, and I can darshan it as an imeino Indian, which means. Even though it says Ish and Vayivav and Tiro, and when I put Ish and Tiro together, that always means there's a difference between married and not being married. You should know, when it comes to Yira, that's not true. She's chayvim when she's married. So what does it mean? It means kavod. Either pasuk talking about Yira, imenu in lezeh, tineu in lezeh. That's a big chiddush. That's what Reim wants to say. It's a tremendous chiddush. So Reim says, why varaya from Yivamis? Yivamis also it says. Maybe it's Tzeicha Shabbos. Kamashvan is not Tzeicha Shabbos, and it says over there it's somewhat covered. So Reim says I have a right from there. So he says no. The pshat over there, the reason the Tana mentioned covered, is because that's parshit to us that Moira shouldn't be Tzeicha Shabbos. So when the Torah said the drasha by Moira, I'm saying it better now. When the Torah said the drasha by Moir is not, when the Torah Moir is not Dorcha Shabbos. And he has his sight from the very beginning that every time a person would go against Moira, he'd be going against Kovet as well. Right? Every time he's over on Moira, he'd be over on Kovet as well. So when it's said there, Moira is not Dorcha Shabbos, it's emes that Moira is not Dorcha Shabbos. It's true. It's true. It's just that for Moira, we didn't need that. So we understand the chiddush of the Torah is for the kovet that's in the Moira. Since in every Moira, there's also kovet. The chiddush of the Torah by a Shabbosai Sait Shmoira, by the Drosh and Yibamas, is for the kovet that's in the Moira, because by that you would have a Habimira to Tzorcha Shabbos. Yeah? So the Torah made a statement, Moira is not Tzorcha Shabbos. That statement's emes. Just what we're bringing out is that wrapped up in Moira is also kovet. Yeah, it's both. And for the Moira part of it, I wouldn't have needed the Torah to be mechadish that to me. So it must be that the main chiddush of the Torah is going on the kovet part of it. That's what we said yesterday. That's Gemara Nivamis. But now you want to say in this Gemara that the entire drush is not shaykh to Moira. It's not true by Moira. It's false. The drudge is only going on kovet by itself without any Moira. The drudge is only going on kovet, only cases of kovet that are not Moira. But the cases of Moira, that she has to do when she's married. That's what he means. That's a much bigger chiddush that you have no right to say, he's saying. He's saying that you can't be right from the Gemara Nivamas. The Gemara Nivamas made a truthful statement about Moira, which also incorporated in it kovet. And we're medayik in the Brayos and Yevamos that the main chiddush is the kovet part of the chiddush. Yeah. But here we're saying the Torah made a statement in terms of Moira, which is taka false. But we want to say, min lazeh tidu in the kovet. That's a very different thing. That's a very different thing. That's what he's saying. Based on how we learned the Gemara yesterday, it's not a raya b'chlal. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, right. If
the way he's learning.
But he's saying
the way he's learning. He's
not a good
chiddush. The way he's learning, it's not a raya, but he's saying that the way he's learning, you need to learn like him, because otherwise, how do you explain why the Brayos over there jumped the kovet? That was the kasha we had yesterday. How would the Re'im explain? That's what he's asking. The Re'im, who's seeing it as in lazeh, how would the Re'im explain why the Tana jumped the kovet over there? It's still an Indian, right? You have to learn from Moira. You have to learn from Moira too.
When you say Moira is not shyest.
Good. So anyway, so then you're going to learn like him.
Why does it go so far?
What?
Why can't you learn that part? Why
can't you? Well, the Reim could agree.
Yeah, there's no way you know. There's no way you know Moira over there in that case. I'm saying it sounds like it's semantics almost.
Yeah, but even the Reim would have to admit that well, why is there no one in Moira? Why? Because it's partial that it's not Dorcha Shabbos. It's because of his Svara.
Yeah.
Good. So then it's still not comparable. The cases are not comparable. Over there, there was a truthful statement made about Moira.
About what?
By the Shabbos case.
Okay. What was truthful?
Moira is not Dorcha Shabbos. It's truthful, but I could figure that on my own. So it must be the Torah is teaching me a din in kovet. That's very different than the Torah teaching me something by Moira, which is not true. And now picking it up off of Moira and putting it down onto kovet. That's what a Menu Indian means. Well, at least in this context, that's what a Menu Indian means. So that's what he's asking. That's what he's asking on the Reim. It's about the Gakash what he's asking. Elo what? The Pshat Nagam over there, it's like he's learning. So if it's like he's learning, then it's not a Raya. Okay, how the Reim would defend that? Whatever, I'm not saying, you know. He's saying, he's asking about the Gakash. Yeah, so let's see the final. So if he wants to learn not like the Re'im, he's going to have to learn differently. So let's see. He's saying it's dochuk. He's saying the Re'im is mahalik, it's dochuk. And he's saying that the raya that the Re'im brings, according to the way we understand it, it's not even a raya. So because of these problems, I was told to give these to you. Because of these problems, let's see what he says. Be'emes. Last page of Be'emes. He says, I have a kasha on the Re'eim from a Gemara on the Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. Yeah. De Bachin. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see his kasha so we can understand it. Talking about the sugya of Shnei Aksuvim Baam Keachar in Malamdin. When the Torah told me the same rule in two places, so it doesn't want me to learn it out as a general principle, because if what, then one would be enough. So Shnei Aksuvim Baam Keachar in Malamdin. What? Specific to those places. So the Gemara, in the middle of the Shaka Vitaria, like five lines down from the top. Ule Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Nami. One second. Ule Yochanan ben Broika Nami. Now the period of Rabbi Yomayu Shneik Zubon Kechad. Some of the sugya of mitzvah cessation is man gram and nashim peturas. So it says, let it be that period of Rivia and Moira, which they're both chayiv in Noshim, let that be Shnei Zum Bonke Echot. I'm sorry. It's talking about the fact that Noshim are chayiv in mitzvah seisha loyas mankram. That's what it's talking about, and it's saying what's the source for that. So it's asking a kasha. If you see a good Abyechim in Breika, the Chayiv in Puravu, and we know the Chayiv also in Moira. So that should be Shnei Ksimbon Ke'echod, and we shouldn't learn out to call it Terkula. Maybe those are the only two places that Noshim Chayiv and Mitzvah Seychelles is Man Gromo. Maybe you shouldn't learn it out to everywhere else. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara said Tzrichi. No, I need both. Now, if I can explain why I need both, then it's not called Shnei Ksimbon anymore. Because it's a special Kiddush, why I'd have to say it twice. What's a tzrichi? Because the Chachmana Moira, if it only told me she's chayv in Moira, but like because the period of Rivia, and it didn't tell me she's chayv in Ravu, have a mina v'chav shua marachmana. Right? It says by Ravu, it says v'chav shua to conquer the land. Ish tak daka lichvayish in, ish dain daka lichvayish loy, which is how we hold taka. Yeah? So that's what I would have thought. I would have thought she's potter. He caused a period of Rivian, but only told me that she's chayv peruvu, but loy caused a Moira, and didn't tell me she's chayv in Moira. Have a mina ish the sibul biyad latzos in ish the ain't sibul biyad latzos loy. I would have thought since she's not sibul biyad latzos, she's potter.
Era though,
the kiven the ain't sibul biyad latzos, and since she's not biyad latzos when she's married, meaning. I would have thought, look, it's chayv klal, she's not chayv at all, when she's not married. Huh? Oh. So this Gemara is specifically going on Moira.
Specifically saying.
So let's see. Let's see what he says.
And what that Rashi.
Let's see what he says. Well, the MS. Okay, so he has a kasha. The Parchinon, he brings the Gemara. Parchin on the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yechman Breger Damar Lashem Chiyavet Puravu Navi Puravu Marish Shnei Ksuvim Ke'echad Bimlamdin Umishani. And the Gemara answers, Srichi, I need both. Because of Mara Mara Velokas of Puravu Avamina, etc. Because of Puravu Velokas of Mara Avamina Ish of Yodla Sois In Ish of Yodla Sois Begin Ish of Yodla Sois Ayin Shom. Fine. Ayin Shom. That's the Gemara. Vahashti. Lefi divar aim according to the aim divar mara gufalu shayach klal into the other last. It's according to the aim that there's no svara by mara to split up an isha between being married and not being married. Elod midichsim tivra ula rabbas nashim on the mechachkin lachad lake midich with the lesser zoloi. But rather the pshat is since we're forced to split up the two, mukmin kol kovid b'meinu in the mara, it must mean kovid and like b'meinu in lezeh tenev in lezeh vim kain. Since in the Havnah of the Gemara we're talking about that if the Torah would not have written Tira'u to be Mechayiv her, so I would have thought she's Potter. The less one shum echrech klal l'ma'akur l'kro mimoyra l'okma l'kovet, that at that stage there would have been no echrech at all to say the Pasuk's not talking about Moira but rather it's about kovet ve'ino inyan. It's Pashat, it would only be talking about Moira. According to the aim of the Marshosh and Mshach Acharov, the Marshosh that goes with their aim, the Mishkakas by Moira Klal ain't simply better. Those such things ain't simply better. The last is by Moira. For Hagio Adavin the Meim. This is what the Gemara should have said. Because of Echmanu per Rav Uva Lokus is Moira, having a Matin and Ish from Moira, I would be Ma'itur from Moira, Mikra the Ish. Uva Kovar of a Mechayiv and Ish, but Kovar should be Chayiv. I feel the ain't simply better. The last is Mechsi Bar because Yom of the Gavi by Chayiv. Like the Gemara says, since it says Abichas Yomim by Kibbut Avayim, that's why it's Pasha does that she's Chayv in Kibbut Avayim. Akach is Tichti Ro. It's very complicated.
Yeah, it is.
It's very complicated.
Why is he?
The Hashtag Korb and Masukim Korb and Korb and Inyan. Yeah, he's not just saying a simple raya that the Gemara happens to mention Ein Tzibu B'Yad L'Yatzos by Moira.
No.
Yeah, the reason he's not doing that is because
that's not necessarily kashul to the Re'ev. We saw that before also.
Which part?
Well, the fact that we saw before that we're sleeping beyond the week. The whole issue we saw by Rusha that the Tira would really means.
Yeah.
So why is it? How is it very different?
Which one?
Before,
no, the aim is the one that the aim is the one that said that by Moira there's no reason to be mechala between married or not married. He's challenging that from this Gemara.
The aim was saying this Gemara
maybe it really means.
Right, he wanted to know why should it matter by Moira even when she's married? It will be fine.
Why should be this guy or not? It's being in the coffee. So saying, even that, it's even possible.
I got it.
No, so that's what he's saying. Let me speak out what he's saying. He's saying like this. He's saying, even according to their aim, yeah. The Pasuk says Moira. What the Re'eim is saying is, what's forcing this? Why is the Re'eim saying this? Because once the Pasuk says Ish, and the Pasuk says Tiro, which automatically means there's a difference between being married and not married, that the Re'eim says, there's no reason in Svara why I should machal like be married and being not married when it comes to murder. So it must be that drasha is talking about cover. That's what the Re'eim says. Yeah? Yeah? He's saying like this. He's saying, in the Gemara of the Tzrichasa, if it would only say Peruvu and not Tiro, what does the Gemara say? If it wouldn't have told me Peruvu and only would have told me Tiro, I'm sorry, the other way around. Yeah. If it only would have told me she's Chayim Peruvu, and it would not have told me Tiro, I would have thought that since she's not Tzipa B'yad Alav, so she can't do it. Now, wait one second. Without Tiro, there would be no reason to be machalik between being married and not being married. Which means there's nothing forcing us to say that we're talking about kavod over here. According to the Re'eim, the Gemara should have said that if we didn't write Tiro and it just said Ish, I would say we're talking about Yira. And in Yira, there's no mokoim to say a svara of Sipi B'Yadolazis or not. And I'd say, Ish Imo Iva Aviv Tira means she's Pater from Mitzvah Yira. Why in the world should the Gemara talk about Sipi B'Yadolazis at that stage of the game? Just she's Pater. Just she's Pater. She's Pater from Yira. She's Chayv in Kovit because Kovit's Rechaz Yom. She's Pater from Yira. Meaning he's saying, even according to the Re'eim, the only thing that forced you to say we're talking about kavod over here is because we see a split between marriage and not marriage. But in the Havamin of the Gemara, when it didn't say Tira'u, in a world where the Torah never wrote Tira'u, it just wrote Ish, in that world, according to the Re'eim, you should just say, so about Yira, and in Yira there's no svar of Sipik and not Sipik, so the Pshat there, she's part of it, it's Yira. Period. But the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara says, I think she's butter because like Rashi says, because she's mad. Why is it using that svara? Al kotach mukuch, that even in the midst of a year you have such a svara. Even when you're not forced to say it's about COVID, you still have such a svara. According to the Re'eim, that in the world of Yira there's no such a svara. So the Gemara should have said something much more simple. The Gemara should have said, had it not been Tiro, I would say in Ish's potter. Ish v'lo Ish. That's all the Gemara should have said. Why is the Gemara bothering with the Sipa B'yad Alav says to be here? Sipa B'yad Alav says, according to Re'eim, that's the Chara only necessary Svara when I have a Tira'u, and I have an Ish, and I have a Stira, and I have to Mechati when she's married and not married. So then I understand Sipa B'yad Alav, which Re'eim says is only a sword and covet. It's not applicable to murder. But in the world, we never wrote Tira'u. Leave the Pasuk alone! It's all about Yira. What forced it was we see a split. But in a world where we don't see that split, in the Gami of the Gemara, when the Torah never wrote Tiro, just say it's about Yira, which is what it says. And it means she's Potter.
Why would she?
What do you mean why? It's because there's a cause of Ish, Ima, Iva, Ob, Tiro. It's not her mitzvah. What's that? The Gemara is going through the Havamin is a. Yeah? Ela korkuch mukuch, you see from this Gemara, that even if it's Yira, this Svara is applicable. That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Whether she's married or not married, it shouldn't affect her ability to keep
Yira. Right. That's right.
Why would you want to
That's right. So why should, in the Habmin of our Gemara here, if that's true, why should the Gemara come on to this? The whole thing, yeah, I don't say menu in lazet and in lazet unless I have to. And according to the Re'eim, the only world in which a chiluk between marriage and not marriage makes sense is the world of covet, which forces me to say menu in lazet and in lazet. But if that's true, why is our Gemara and Daf Lamed Hei doing that? Then it wasn't necessary. The Gemara is going, if the Torah never would have written Tirohu. Which means I'm never forced. But the Reim's logic. At this stage of the Gemara, when I'm not forced into a split, I should have said, so about Yira. In Yira, the Svara of Siva Biyadulasas is not applicable. So what's Ish? Ish just means she's part there, finished. Ella, Kolkoch Mulkok, you see the Gemara understood. No, even when I could be talking about Yira, even without him, Eino in Lazet and Lazet, the Svara of Siva Biyadulasas is still applicable. So Gemara understood, that's what Ish means.
Like we originally, like he'd originally said.
Not like the Reim. Huh?
It's in the Yavon.
Let's get inside. Bahashto, let's go over it again. Bahashto. Down here, Bahashto. Bahashto, if you did have the aim, the Bemara, Gufal, Oshai, Chlau, Ainsu, Biyadulasa, according to their aim, that Bemara itself, the Svar of Ainsu, Biyadulasa, doesn't apply. Elo, the Midichsib, Tirau, Rabbah's Noshim. But only because it says Tirau to include Noshim. And we're forced to make this split. That's an important line. We're forced to be mechalik between Sibir Yadulasis and not. Therefore, McQueen and Kuala, the Kovat. Therefore, we have to say the Pasim al Kovat, Bemeno Indian Lamar, with using a Emeno Indian. Vimke. Hajj to Kamin, and right now in the Gemara and Laman Hay, that we're holding. Lefumai, the likes of Krod, the Tiro. We're holding in the Havamina if the Torah never would have written Tiro. That's what the Gemara is saying. Had the Torah never written that, the less on shum at that stage, less on shum shumecha klal lemaakri the krami moira would look me the covered be'im eino inin. Which at that point there would have been no echureyak. There would have been nothing forcing us to say it's someone covered and not moira, because I don't see a split necessarily. Vimkein pshito. The law of the Mesukma Kra Elab Amira. We would have said the Pazim Amira, Gufa, the Psibe, which is what is written there. Vim Kain, Eza Indian Yesh Khan. Therefore, what, how in the world is this applicable, Lahi, to that Svara of Yesh Sibib Yadalasas or Ain Sibib Yadalasas? Hare, what's got to do with it? Hare, the Fit David Rain from our Shoshim Shakharov, Limishkah is Mara Klan Sibib Yadalasas. Ain Sibib Yadalasas is not a Svara when it comes to Moira. Bahaki Avale Lameh, this is what the Gemara should have said. What would I say? I would exclude an Isha from Moira. Mikra the Ish. Period. That's all the Gemara should have said. Even though she couldn't do anything. Because she needs a Rikhaz Yom. That's why I need to roll. They told me she's Chai. And now that I have Tiro, it must be covered because that's the Reim Svara that you can't split it up in Moira. Moira wouldn't make sense to split it up. And I would learn two things. They make covered Miftari because she has to be allowed. So she's put it from covered when she can't take care of it. She's Chayv in Moira no matter what. That should have been the Gemara. The Gemara should have been that without Tiro, she's totally parted from Yira. That's all it should have said. Why? Because there's no echrech anymore to say the pasuk someone covered. There's no reason to say someone covered. The only reason that we were forced to say someone covered is because we had this split according to the rain. So that's what it should have said. Kamashal and Tiro, she's taka. Chayiv and Moira, and the split goes in Kovet. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Elavadei mukhuch mizeh, the gam b'moira gufa shayich shaper ein sibi b'yadolas. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that if it wouldn't say Tiro, I would say ein sibi b'yadolas, which means even in a world of Moira itself, there's a svara of ein sibi b'yadolas. Udeloy kareim ba marsha, not like the reim of the marsha, v'zem muchruch, which this is, he's taking a lot on his shoulders because it's not just not like the reim, not like the marsha. According to what he's saying, it's also not like we were medayik in Rashi, in the Ran and the Rambam Beir Mishnais. Say not like any of them. So, yeah, what is he saying? That no, the Gemara, the Svara of Eitzim, the last sois, the chilek between being married and not being married, applies to Mora as well. He says, I already explained this. This might have been, I don't know if we saw this, I'm not sure. When his father tells him, do something for me, and he doesn't do it. That's also counted in Moira. So now it comes out very good. I think Zevi wanted to say this story the other day. If a father says, take care of this, and she can't because she didn't care of her husband, then him to change the lasso is. That's also called being over on Moira.
How does this help? This helps him?
Yeah. No, I'm saying, he's saying not like the Reim. He's saying the Pshat in our Gemara is. Pshat in our Gemara is that even by. It's not a main in Lazet and in Lazet. Argument is about Moira, and that's all it's talking about. I mean, Moira includes Kavod, like he learned all along. But you need this chilek by Moira too. Why? Because Ein Sipa B'Yadal HaSeis applies to Moira too. The Reim said, what did it say in the Braisa? The Braisa says, Ezu Moira, don't sit in his seat. Don't go against what he said. So because you're married, you have to do those things. What are we talking about? So he's mechadish something. He says, no, there are other things that are included in Moira that are not explicit in the Braisa. For example, the father says, go do something for me. And he says, no. That's also Moira. So that's something which when Shus by Lalea is going to happen. So Mamela, even by Moira, we have this Svara. Why didn't the Bryson mention that then? The Bryson doesn't say that. The Bryson doesn't say saying no is called Moira.
Yes, you always thought that was Kavod, and Moira was the same.
That's not the same as Shabbos, or a Sheb, or Pasha. Does it therefore obviate the Moira of the father? It could be that way. That's why the Pasha, the husband, the father, might not know.
Yeah, that wouldn't be Pasha.
Tomorrow wasn't that people. Issues of him asking you to do stuff that was always in common.
Right, so it's not
also be in Moira.
So it's not on the list. It's not on the list of the Braisa. No, so he has a conch on himself. Because the Braisa says Moira. The Braisa doesn't say the story. Look what he says. It says, "Umay deloy choshev labein in yoni Moira beBraisa deizu Moira." What I'm saying is Taka not on the list. Hayne mishrim the Tana lab kloch laozel umay nukol prati in yoni Moira kulam. The Tana is not, telling you every single case. He's telling you these examples, and anything which is similar is also included. The Rambam and Beir Shem Shnayis says clearly that these are examples. This is not an exhaustive list. In Cain, he's saying that this is also Moira. Vigami says, Efshir Davili Bechlav, Loisoy says Tevorov. Maybe it's included in Lo Yisoyis Tevarov over there in the Braisa. Okay, it's not Mamish Yisoyis Tevarov, but it's not fulfilling his request. Maybe that's also an extension of Yisoyis Tevarov. Shobra Isi La Gro in Parshas Kedoshim La not a Gro. I think the Gaharia he's talking about. The Gaharia problem. She hits him with the Reim. He asks this on the Reim. The Tom Alot. The Shavim Shgogos La Gamba Mitzvah Moira. Because Tanya is the same thing. It's not true. Definitely is, even by Moira, a Svara of Ein Sibu B'Yadu La'asoyis. And that's what he says. So it seems to be he's saying something which is Mamish. He's arguing on the Reim. And we were medayik and the other rishonim that they match for like their aim. So is there a rishon who he could be saying mechon? So we'll do that tomorrow. There might be a Rishon. There might be a Rishon. We can find the smach for what he's saying. We'll do that tomorrow.
I hate it right there.
No.
So all the Rishonim. That whole Rishonim. That would be quite possible.